This is the Wally Show podcast with Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. You can always find us at wayfm.com/Wally or stream us live every weekday morning through the WayFM app.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting WayFM.
If you're not careful, you might just learn something today.
Hi there. Is there a project you're working on?
I know more than you.
All right.
It's the Wally Show.
I think we've all found ourselves there. We get introduced to someone new, and minutes, maybe even seconds after being introduced, we forget their name.
I'm horrible about this. I meet a lot of people, and the crazy thing is I've discovered the reason why I don't catch their name is I'm so worried about the interaction. Mm-hmm. And, like, making sure it's a good interaction that the name thing gets lost on me, you know, mm-hmm. and I miss it. It goes by.
Yeah, and I don't think you're alone in that. And now we finally got help, the help that we need from an official memory champion. Do you know what a memory champion is?
No clue.
I had no idea, but there is a World Memory Championship. So it's an organized competition of memory sports in which competitors memorize as much information as possible within a given period of time. And this person actually won the championship.
They have to be some of the most interesting people you've ever met, though. On the surface, it wouldn't seem like it, but they know a lot.
Well, and if you mess up with them, like, they will never forget. You know what
I'm
saying?
That's true.
So the trick is this. To remember someone's name, and it's pretty easy. When someone tells you their name, you create an entertaining mental picture of them and put something in that picture that makes you think of their name. So I'm going to give you an example.
Okay.
If the new guy's name you just met, his name is Ross, you could picture him, like him, that actual person, on the set of Friends, the TV show.
Okay.
And this will make it easier to recall his name.
I actually had this happen to me the other day. I met a new lady at pickleball, and her name is Shauna. And I'm like, how am I going to remember this? Because she was so nice. You're like, okay, she's someone you want to remember. And then I started going, Shauna, na, na, Shauna, na, na, na. Whoa, Shauna, na, na. Do you remember that song?
Uh-uh.
The Shauna, na. There was a whole TV show called Shauna, na. And,
no.
And the band, it was a 50s doo-wop thing.
I've never heard of it.
Wow, I thought you would have known this. But that's how I remember her name. Like, I'll never forget her now because I go, hey, it's Shauna, na, na, Shauna, na, na, na.
That's not going to get old for her at all.
No, I'm doing it in my head.
Oh, good. Yeah, good. Yeah, that's better.
Yeah, so there you go. There's a trick for you if you suffer from this. I have friends of mine that just told me yesterday, they're like, oh, yeah, we're taking some medication to help you with your memory. I'm like, what? And it's like 30, it's like one of those commercials you see on TV where it's 2 minutes of side effects.
So I'm you have those people that are that age now.
Yeah, I do. And they're like, it's like $60 a month. And I'm like, what? Oh my goodness, I'd rather forget
some stuff. And then you forgot how much it was.
Yeah, you hope you forget that. Uplifting WayFM, this is the Wally Show. Do a little hashtag your weekend, kind of have a little fun with something that went on during the course of your weekend. So you give it a hashtag, and we try to guess what it is that happened. Be creative with it, okay? So here's an example. Political pickle. Political pickle. That's my hashtag. So Betty Rock is doing her thinking face, so we'll give her a minute to think. Gavin, we'll start with you.
I'm going to guess that you found a new restaurant called the Political Pickle.
That'd be good.
And it served, pickle-themed food.
I would hope it would serve pickle food.
By political-looking figures. Like, the servers are all in, like, presidential attire.
You know what? I think that you might have just stuck on the next big idea.
I'd eat there.
Yeah, I would, too. It's fantastic. But no.
I think that you and your wife, Marty, after years of being married, have come to a stopping point where
is interesting. We're just calling it quits.
Agree with political views.
Oh.
So something came up. I know there was early voting for something.
Yeah.
My parents were talking about. I'm not sure what it is. Anyway, you and your wife don't agree on who to vote for, and now you're in a political pickle.
Interesting. No, my wife and I are aligned very much politically, so much so that I tell her who to vote for, because she doesn't like to read the stuff.
I get that.
So you're in the ballpark.
Okay.
I voted early on my way to pickleball. So I went to play pickleball on Saturday.
You are such a senior citizen.
I know, right?
And an American.
Yeah, I Velcroed my shoes, and I went to the polls. You know,
because I feel like the only people that show up to the polls early are the senior citizens that are retired and with nothing to do.
I was literally walking in to play pickleball, and they do early voting at the same place. And I'm like, oh, I wonder what time this starts. And it's like 8 o'clock. There's no line. So I was like, hey, can I vote? And they're like, yeah, come on in. And so I walked in. I'm like, there's only like three people in there. More people work in there than voting. And I walked right in, and they're like, let me see your ID. I'm like, not a problem. Here you go. Let's get this
and
done.
They're like, you get the senior citizen discount.
I know, exactly. I got two ballots. It was great. No, so then I vote. Just kidding. Don't anyone freak out. And so like I read the different amendments we were voting for here, and some of them were so confusing, man. And I voted what I thought was right, and then I saw a billboard later, and I thought, oh, did I vote wrong? Like, I'm like, oh no, I don't even know anymore. So yeah, I voted, and it feels really good to have voted
well done.
But my wife was bummed because she wanted to go with me. I'm like, I was right there. Like, you should have come play pickleball. All right, 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. It's 855-33-WAY-FM. Put that in your phone so you can get it right through. Put it on your favorites. But would love to have your hashtag your weekend story.
And be creative with it.
For dramatic effect. These are the pauses.
Yeah, he didn't forget what it was called.
I did have a senior moment. 855-33-WAY-FM. Here we go. What do you got?
Christmas terror overload.
Okay, so now it's not even Christmas yet. I think you realize that you have people to buy for and you like to get out ahead of this. And you started shopping, but you realized how far behind you already are.
No.
Okay, Christmas terror overload. Okay, I think that you and your kids, like, you want to go ahead and decorate for Christmas, and your kids are like, no, Mom, we still have the pumpkins. It's Halloween. It's not here yet. And so you decided to compromise, and now you have Christmas and Halloween decorated in your own house. It's
so
Christmas
terror.
Ah,
I got you.
No.
All right, Kathy, well, what is Christmas terror overload?
Okay, so my son and I heard this really big thud in the middle of the night, and we thought somebody was trying to get into the house, and it turned out that my closet was so overloaded with Christmas decorations that I thought that they all fell.
Oh, that's so great. You check out the door. I'm not going to open it. You open it, and your son just gets buried.
Yeah.
Will this make you downsize a bit? Maybe get rid of a few things?
No, Kathy's just getting a bigger house. That's all this taught her. She was like, I need a bigger place.
That's what he said. He said, you need fewer decorations. I said, no, I need more closets.
There you go. Well, Kathy, we appreciate you being on with us today for hashtag your weekend.
Thanks. Have a good day.
What do you got?
I've got Mr. Feeling Sore.
Hashtag Mr. Feeling Sore. I'm going to say that your husband finally came to you and wanted to talk about his feelings with you, and you did not want to hear it at the time, and so it left him feeling sore because he was being vulnerable.
No, unfortunately.
I think that we all know, all women know, that men are the biggest babies when it comes to feeling sick.
This is such a stereotype.
No, it's
so
true.
Bad.
Feeling sick or something hurts. Like they have a little tender tummy.
Can I just ask you a question here? Can I just ask a question? Who took medicine this morning for feelings of like not anxiousness?
yeah, what do you want to say?
What is it? I'm trying to figure out how to say who took PMS feeling gummies today? Okay?
Me, but you better be thankful and better not make fun of me. Anyways, all that to say, Angel, I think you had to put up with your husband's complaining because his feet were sore, his tummy was hurting, and so you called him Mr. Feeling Sore.
No, almost close, but no.
Okay, well, what happened?
Okay, so this week I used the Mr. Clean eraser, and I cleaned my fence. I have one of those vinyl fences for the first time, and I was so sore the next day. However, good stretching and some Blue Emu, and I'm back to normal.
There you go. Did that Mr. Clean eraser thing, the magic eraser, work? Did it do a good job?
Those things are the most amazing things. Water and Mr. Clean, and the thing was cleaned up.
Really? Okay, because I got a couple of spaces like on doors that I've heard you could do this with doors, and I want to clean them up, so that's awesome to know. It's good that you're feeling better, too, because you can come do them now.
I'll be right over.
Well, Angel, thanks for being on with us.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Hey, you too. Bye-bye. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show, and we just finished up our support drive recently. We came in a little bit under budget, but boy, we had a big Friday. And if you wanted to help out and you just didn't get around to it, you can just text the word GIVE to 91979. But one of the things you probably heard us talking about was the prayer wall there, and how people, as part of the ministry here, go and they post prayer requests. And people pray for them, and they'll get this notification that they've been prayed for. It's a really cool thing. And, you know, from time to time, we like to kind of highlight some of the stuff that's going on there so you see the seriousness of it. Like Kelly says, been fighting depression, need healing, just struggling to have hope for myself and my situation. I know God is good, you know, and it's weird. Like, you know that he's good in your head.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know he's faithful and true, but then there's times when you're going through something and you question that, you know?
Yeah, but that's why I'm so thankful for the prayer wall, because she might be feeling guilty or shameful about having those feelings, which in reality, I would say most, if not all Christians, have to really dive into their faith and why they believe what they do. But what I love about the prayer wall is that she can post about this and have people that she'll never meet ever pray for her. And it helps her feel like she's not alone in this. And hopefully it'll inspire her to know that, you know, she's not being judged for her questioning,
sure,
but that she can still come and fight for her faith.
Yeah, she's being supported, mm-hmm, you know, and those notifications you get are proof of that. And other people maybe that have walked that road before and go, oh, I know what you're going through, girl.
Right.
I got you, you know. And so that's the prayer wall in essence. And it's just that simple. And I'm hoping, too, that while Kelly is there and she's making her prayer request, that she kind of peeks around, does a little window shopping there and actually prays for some other people as well, because there's something powerful in that for you. When you're going through something, to pray for other people, it kind of refocuses you and it strengthens your relationship with God. Because I think that that's a big component of prayer, is not always outcome as much as it is relationship between you and God. So we got it for you, and it's easy to be a part of.
Text PRAY to 91979. Coffee shops, poolside, back porch, picnic table at the park, at your kid's soccer practice. Just about anywhere can be your classroom when you decide to go back to school online at Colorado Christian University.
I know I got my degree online, and I actually did a homework at a campsite. I was sitting around a campfire writing a paper. That is where I did some of my work that weekend. So life doesn't have to stop just because you go back to school to better yourself. You can work towards this future and this goal that you want to accomplish, and it doesn't have to totally consume you or derail your normal life with friends, your family, or what have you.
And you can earn accredited degrees from Colorado Christian without ever setting foot on campus.
So there really shouldn't be an excuse to not going back to school. If it's something you really want to do, you can do it. And all you have to do is go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And the other really important thing is that Colorado Christian is committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart. So check it out, ccu.edu/Wally.
Uplifting Way FM.
Here's what's going on today.
So for some reason in America, we are fascinated by the royal family.
And we'll never be royal.
And maybe this is because every little girl wants to grow up and be a princess, or maybe we kind of saw a real life version of this with Princess Diana. I know Betty Rock loves herself some royals.
I do. I love anything and everything that has to do with them.
Now, have you watched the TV show The Crown,
mm-hmm,
at all?
Okay, I'm slowly working my way through it, yes.
Oh, okay. I only watched an episode or two, like half an episode, and then I was out. And apparently The Crown, which is a fictionalized version of history centered around the royal family, is doing something they've never done before. They are adding a disclaimer to the front of an episode coming up.
Oh,
yes,
really?
Delicious. Here we go.
Spill the tea.
Some people felt that the show had gone too far with like the fake history part of it. And actress Dame Judi Dench said it was a crude sensationalism of the truth. And so she voiced her concerns that it could have a negative effect on the royal family, because once again, we care about these millionaires more than life itself. In a letter to the UK press about the upcoming season, she wrote, it will present an inaccurate and hurtful account of history. While many recognize The Crown for the brilliant fictionalized account of the events that it is, I fear that significant number of viewers, particularly overseas, meaning us Americans, may take this version of history to be true, which I get that.
Do they not say what part they're fictionalizing?
Here it comes. So basically, her problem was that an upcoming episode, they depict King Charles as plotting to get his mom to abdicate the throne, like, early. Like, now he gets it because she passed away. Mm-hmm. But they were saying that he was plotting to get her to step down so he could have it early.
Oh.
Yeah. And so
it puts him in a bad light, especially when he is the one on the throne now.
Exactly. And I see. I'm curious, if she hadn't passed away recently, if people would have been upset or they would have just let it slide. I don't know. There are other people, though, that say the cast recognized the show's heavy content, but they said that the show's creator, Peter Morgan, and the staff did extensive research for this chapter. But Judi Dench said, "I'm not convinced." So the staff is saying, "Well, we researched it, and there's some truth there." I do think that stories that are fictionalized around historical events are really interesting. Like, I love the concept, but you can't take them as truth,
right?
Like, because there was no lady with a giant diamond on the Titanic, turns out. I did not know that, and I was embarrassed when I was at the Titanic Museum going, "Where do I see that stone?" You know, so they hosed me on that one. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and there are times you'll read a story and you're just baffled. You're like, "How did that happen? Oh my goodness." This one I can totally see happening 100% to me. So there's this kid, and he was annoying his mom. That was me as a kid.
Out.
That's me as an adult annoying my wife. It's me as an adult annoying Betty. And so, like, this kid had a squeaker dog toy in his mouth. He was like, "Ing, ing, 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 ing." And his mom's like, "Stop it. Enough already." And he kept doing it. And she went to grab it out of his mouth. And when she did, he, like, flew back and, like, sucked in. And he swallowed the squeaking dog toy. And the good news is it got stuck in his esophagus. But he was able to still breathe. The bad news is it sounded like this.
That's unfortunate.
I'm glad he's okay, but that's super funny. Even when they went to the hospital to get it out and the doctors and nurses are there, when he would laugh or breathe, it would squeak.
And I'm glad that they can laugh about it.
Yeah. Oh,
but,
yeah.
I mean, that could have been a very serious situation.
Sure.
And also, too, like, are you going to take his hospital bills out of his college fund? Because that's ridiculous.
I don't know. Like, this is just one of those crazy things. Could have happened to anybody. Could have happened to me.
I know it could happen to you.
I just find that super funny. But I am curious. Like, okay, so there's an expensive trip to the emergency room for a very odd reason, obviously. So what is that weird trip you had to make to the hospital with your kids? 855-33-WAY-FM. I had a couple from my past jumping down the stairs with a drumstick in my mouth and landing face forward. So that was one. Falling off of a plastic like rocking horse into a TV. That was another one. Yeah, so
I slammed my thumb in a car door and my mom drove off with it. So
yeah,
I get it.
Betty Rock does not have a thumb to this day. Weird little known fact. 855-33-WAY-FM. What is that weird trip to the hospital that your kids made you take? We'll take yours now. 855-33-WAY-FM. What is the weirdest trip you've ever had to take to the hospital with your kids, Teresa?
Well, my daughter, who just turned 22, when she was in eighth grade, they played a game and you just hit each other's knuckles with your fist. Like, you butt knuckles, like,
yeah.
But you keep doing it until someone gives up. And she refused to give up and came home with, like, bloody knuckles. Like, we had to go get x-rays.
Now, did you respect her for not giving up and not being a quitter?
No. I made her tell them what she did because she didn't want to. And I'm like, "You think about this. You're going to tell somebody what you did next time we go to an emergency room."
I'm surprised girls were playing this. Guys used to play this. It was called Bloody Knuckles was the game.
Yeah.
And you would, like, literally punch each other's knuckles till someone quit.
That is so ridiculous.
I didn't know that girls played this game.
They do. And she quit cheerleading because she didn't want to sweat. Yet she came home with bloody knuckles.
So how did the hospital staff react when they heard the story behind it?
They acted like Wally. I was hoping she'd be shamed. But no, they're like, "Yeah, girl." And I'm like, "No."
I am curious, Jackie, for you, what was a weird trip that your kid forced you to take to the hospital?
Well, she was much younger and she was zoned in on the television, watching a show and eating a brownie with chocolate chips. When she looked down, she picked up what she thought was a chocolate chip. It was actually a spider.
Oh.
And stuck it in her mouth.
Oh.
And got bit.
What?
And spit it out, and I had to search for the spider, stick it in a zippy bag, and take her and it to the emergency room to the doctor.
Were they able to save the spider?
No, unfortunately, it had met its demise.
Darn it.
I
mean, is your daughter okay?
Oh, yeah. He said she was going to have a painful mouth for a little while, but going to be all right.
This is like nightmare fuel for me. Like, anything to do with spiders freaks me out. And I love chocolate chip cookies, and I can get zoned in on the TV as well. Was the spider poisonous?
No, thank goodness.
Oh, thank goodness.
Well, Jackie, thanks for being on with us today.
Thank you. And just love Way FM. You guys are awesome.
Oh, you're amazing. Well, thank you. I hope you have a great day. All right, Ron, you're up. What was the weirdest trip your kid made you take to the emergency room?
My daughter, around 5 or 6, she was still learning to ride a bike when she went down. And she bit a hole through her cheek.
Wait, you mean literally all the way through? Like you could see through it?
You could see through the hole.
Oh.
And I was working, and I responded to the hospital where my wife had taken her, and we're trying to relax her, and I thought it'd be funny to say, hey, you could suck a lollipop and put the stick through the hole so it wouldn't go out your mouth. And she kind of laughed, but she was still scared. But
you'll never hear a mom give that kind of advice in the moment, but that's a total dad move. Nicely done.
Oh, yeah.
See, I would have taken it one step further. I would have given her a sip of water just to see what happened.
Yeah, she could have spit sideways. That would have been cool.
Uplifting Way FM.
Everyone has pandemic opinions.
I saw this quote by Walt Whitman, said, be curious, not judgmental. I like that.
But we're just trying to navigate this together. It's the Wally Show.
Somebody asked me the other day, like, oh, when I went and did something, like a trip I took. And I'm like, oh, just, you know, a year or so ago. And it was 3 years ago. Because, like, there's 2 pandemic years. I've forgotten them.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
They're just gone to me. And so I was thinking about this as we are, in essence, on the other side of the pandemic. I know that they're talking about, oh, it's going to get really bad again in the winter, blah, blah, blah. But there was a study that came out that said, like, basically 40% of people that were surveyed, 40% of Americans misrepresented stuff during COVID-19 for themselves.
What do you mean?
So basically, they were saying that they were abiding by all the rules, but were not. You know, they would tell people that they were with, that they were taking more precautions for COVID than they actually were, not mentioning that they had COVID or that they might have it now, you know, kind of thing, with people telling someone they were vaccinated when they weren't. Like, I mean, there was inside of COVID-19, there in the pandemic, there was so much trust and personal accountability inside of it, you know, and you're hoping if you're doing certain things, you're hoping other people are.
Well,
whatever.
And also, too, there was so much uncertainty,
right.
And a lot of people were told, if you have COVID, then you need to stay home for 2 weeks. Well, some people couldn't afford to stay home for 2 weeks. They needed to pay their bills.
That was one of the reasons people gave for misrepresenting things was, I can't miss work and stay at home, you know, and then another was following the advice of a celebrity.
Really?
Yeah. Here's the most interesting thing, though, as I went through this research, this is what I really found interesting, is that you would think, because of the narrative that was put out about COVID and people of faith or extreme right-wing people, you know, were painted as the villains inside of this, and they were trying to kill people by not getting vaccinated or not wearing masks, you know, or whatever. What was really interesting is that this study showed that the people who were being less than truthful with all of this stuff did not follow political lines, any political affiliation or religion. Like it wasn't like an outlier, like, oh, more Republicans did this than Democrats. It was like everybody was kind of secretly lying about stuff.
Well, yeah. It doesn't really surprise me.
No, me either. But that's the problem with narratives when they get told and they get out in the media.
Yep.
And it makes you, there were families that hated each other during COVID because of difference of opinion, and find out most of us were all lying anyway.
Right.
So that's the saddest byproduct of COVID, and I'm glad that we're, you know, moving through this and on the other side of it, and hopefully, you know, Lord willing, we won't have to go through this nonsense again.
I'll never forget taking my first compassion trip, and we went to Ghana, Africa. When we got there to the site, there was this little girl. She was 6 years old. I later found out her name was Vivian, and she would not let go of my hand. She followed me everywhere I went on that site. And later, I got to meet her family. I met her mother and her siblings, and they all lived in this little mud hut. I mean, it wasn't big at all. And when I looked at Vivian, she had the biggest smile on her face, and she was just happy to be there, just happy to be with us. And it made such an impact in my life that I wanted to sponsor her right then and there. Because of my sponsorship for Vivian through Compassion, I'm able to write letters back and forth with her. I'm now getting updated photos, and now I think she's even taller than me, which is crazy to think. But I'm also able to see how my sponsorship is providing the food, clean water, and other support that she needs and her family needs to live the best life possible. And I can only imagine now with the pandemic, war, and weather disasters, there are so many other families like Vivian's who are dealing with hunger. So maybe you want to make an impact and sponsor your own Vivian. Just click the Compassion banner when you go to wayfm.com.
Uplifting WayFM.
If no news is good news, this is great news.
That's not really a joke.
I disagree. I find it hilarious.
It's news-ish on The Wally Show.
All right, Gavin, what you got?
I know that when I got to WayFM, I introduced a lot of Gen Z lingo to this group. The first of which was the word clutch.
Clutch.
Still probably like the best word, in my opinion. I started calling sandwiches Sammy's.
Yeah.
That was a mistake. I will fully admit that. And the most recent one was I'm starting to call thumbnails thummies.
Yeah. Yeah, like thumbnail pictures, not his own thumbnails.
No.
And Gen Z, it's okay. Like, I find it hilarious when it comes from someone who's younger than me. And you are younger than me, but you are also a man with a grown beard.
So you're
and
saying
married.
That it's limited to
me, that's sad and pathetic.
Wow, that got real.
You're really, like, segregating me in that sense, then. I'm not allowed to join in on
Are you feeling triggered?
I do.
I gotta tell you, I didn't hate thummies. I thought it was cute.
I think it's a great word.
You said cute. You won't be people calling you cute?
I don't know.
Works for Gavin.
It's not the worst thing. But I found this site that put together this list of annoying phrases that people use, and it's not Gen Z things. Sometimes it's like office lingo, but let's see what you guys think. So the first one was, let's agree to disagree.
I don't find that annoying. No. It's the context of how you use it, like probably, but the concept of it's great. Look, we're not going to come to agreement here, so we'll just agree to disagree.
But if
and
you're
walk
just
away.
Being if you're just being ridiculous and you don't want to compromise at all, then that would be annoying.
Yeah.
The next one was kind of the Karenism. I'd like to speak to the manager.
Yeah.
No one likes to hear that. The next one was live, laugh, love.
Oh,
that's it's cheesy.
It's old and it's. I mean, you can go to any Hobby Lobby and you'll find it there.
Yeah, it'll be a sign that you can hang in your house somewhere.
Yep.
Yeah, Eat, Pray, Love was a movie, I think. And so live, laugh, love.
And now we're getting to the territory of things that'll probably annoy you. This one is, that's my truth.
Oh, yes.
That's the best one.
Oh, man, alive.
He's just living his truth.
That one sets me off so much. Because, you think you can't argue with it. Like, you can't argue, it's my truth. Well, how about your truth is dumb? How about that? I can argue this all day long. No.
That's an unending argument. And, well, here's one that I think you probably have used, Wally.
Yeah.
People don't like me because I'm honest.
Yeah, that's true. Like, honest people say that. Rude people say that. I know I say that. I'm honest. I get it. Okay. I get it.
As long as you hear yourself.
Honesty is one of those tricky things where people say they want honesty, but they really don't.
No. Yeah, when sometimes people say they don't want honesty, or it's just assumed no one wants the honesty, but you still give it.
Well, yeah.
That's rude.
Because I'm honest.
No!
Yeah, see?
It's my truth. It's my truth.
Yeah, my truth is that you're mean. Uplifting WayFM, this is The Wally Show. We're going to do great worst joke here, best worst joke. And this is where we try to stump each other with a joke, and then you will have two jobs to do. A, you'll sit in judgment of our jokes, tell us who had the best worst joke. And then B, you will tell us a joke. If we cannot steal your punchline, you will win a prize. Because what we're trying to do is steal each other's punchlines to take it out of contention. This one's not so much. Can I just run one by you that's not in for contention? But it was funny to me, but it's more of a statement than a joke. I just found out I'm colorblind. The news came out of the purple.
Oh, Kim. Oh, I see. Okay.
That made me laugh.
That is good.
Darn it. I mean, that's my joke. Yeah. No. All right. So here we go. Betty Rock, let's start with you.
What do you call two birds in love?
Well, obviously, lovebirds, duo.
Well, is it that simple? Is it lovebirds?
Tweethearts!
Oh, nice. Ah. Nice.
Well
okay.
done.
Not bad.
Didn't give us much time. Okay, this was sent to me by Grace. It's, what did the yoga instructor say when the landlord tried to evict her?
Namaste.
Namaste.
Well done.
Nice.
Well done.
Betty Rock, you stole Gavin's joke. He's out. I love that. Nicely done. Okay. What brand of underwear do scientists wear? This one will kill your kids today. They'll take this to school. Kelvin Klein. Nice. Gavin gets it.
That's heady.
Yeah.
Heady. That's smart.
Why is it funny, Rock?
Because Kelvin is part of something in science.
Yes, it is.
You're right.
Yes, it's a temperature scale.
You
like
only
Fahrenheit.
Know that because you're just looking at it.
No, I know that just because I went to school.
No, you don't.
I know that because I went to high school.
No, you don't know nothing.
It wasn't in a trailer. All right. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. So you have two jokes to choose from, mine and Betty. So you got to tell us who had the best worst joke. And then after that, you tell us a joke. If we cannot steal your punchline, you're going to win a prize. 855-33-WAY-FM for a little best worst joke now. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Eric, you are going to be our contestant for Best Worst Joke. Now, you've heard Betty Rock's joke and my joke, and you just have to tell us which is the best. In case somebody missed it, I want them to enjoy this jokey goodness again, Betty Rock.
What do you call two birds in love? Tweethearts.
So cute.
What?
That's cute.
What?
A man can't tell that joke, though. But here's one. What kind of underwear do scientists wear? Kelvin Klein's. Yeah,
hey-o.
You got to think about it for a minute, but it's intellectual.
Hey-o.
So, Eric, what joke do you think is the best worst joke?
I got to go with Wally.
Nice. There you go. I'm telling you, that's a fun one because kids, it says underwear, so kids are going to love that joke. But then it's also science, and you can be like, hey, what? It's science. Come on, man. So there you go. All right, Eric, so thank you for the win. But now you have to tell us a joke. If we cannot steal your punchline, you are going to win a prize here. So what do you got?
Did you know you can tell the gender of an ant by putting it in water?
Did you know?
No, I didn't know that.
How?
If it sinks, girl ant. If it floats, boy ant.
Boy ant. Oh, there you go.
Oh.
It's buoyancy.
Yep. Okay.
I feel like I explain a lot of jokes to Betty for a second. There's a split second where
I just need a minute.
That's it. It's not that she doesn't get them. It just takes her a second.
I just need a minute.
Well, Eric, you have stumped us with a good joke, also science related. And so you're winning a prize today, buddy. Thanks for being on with us.
Awesome. Thank you.
This is Monday School. It's Wally's take on what he learned at church. Or at least the parts he understood.
So we should all want to be intentional with our relationships. However, good intentions don't always lead to intentional living. I find that in my own life, too. Like, I'm like, oh, I'm going to do this. It'd be so great. And the thought of it's great, but I don't follow through all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, especially relationally with people. So how do we move from those good intentions to actually living a life of intention? Well, our pastor was talking about how we should invest and place value in the things that are most important to God. And what is that? And it's people. I mean, he died to give us eternal life, John 3:16. And that's a pretty good indicator of not only who, but also how he loves. So helping guide people to Christ is done through love, you know, not hate. Even Taylor Swift knew this in one of her songs. She's taking people to task who make signs to show their outrage, you know, in this case, like the LGBTQ community. She said, and control your urges to scream about all the people you hate because shade never made anyone less gay. So, like, I totally understand her perspective and her position. Like, you don't shout people into change, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so, I like, she gets that, you know? But the thing that is the difference for us on this side of that equation is that you can love people that you do not agree with. Love does not equal acceptance, and disagreement does not equal hate. So it is possible to disagree with somebody and what they believe, what they stand for, regardless of what that is as a believer, and still love them, still be in relation with them, still be intentional about how we care for them.
Mm.
And I think that we've missed that boat a lot of times, because if we want to impact people for Christ and truly share the gospel with them, You do that through love and empathy. And he made the point that empathy and evangelism are actually intertwined, because like evangelism without empathy is ineffective at best and damaging at worst, mm-hmm. you know, because you think you're doing the right thing. Like, I'm going to shout you to heaven, you know, and but then it's like, well, that actually didn't work. And it just it drove someone further away. So living a life of intention requires us to invest in people like Jesus did, and not just the people we the people who believe like we do. Jesus said in Mark 2:17, healthy people don't need a doctor, sick people do. I've come to call those who, not to call those who think they're righteous, but those who are sinners. And so I guess ultimately, if you look at it from that perspective, if it was good enough for Jesus, it should be good enough for us. And that is your Monday School for today.
And now for some good news.
Uplifting Way FM. This here's the Wally Show. A little good news. Giddy up. Three rapid fire good news stories designed to make you feel better about the day, because the regular world and the news can be a bit of a bummer. So, Gavin, I'm going to start with you. Good news, giddy up, go.
A 24-year-old penguin named Beach Donkey.
Oh, that's an unfortunate name.
I love it. She recently got her, and it's a she, by the way, got her own pair of custom shoes. They help with a condition called Bumblefoot.
Now, did anybody ever see Happy Feet?
Yeah.
Okay, was there a character in there called Bumble or Bumblefoot?
Probably.
I don't remember. Like, it's an actual disease that they have?
It is, yeah. So it's like an age-related thing, because apparently in the wild, penguins only live for about 10 to 15 years.
Really?
So you're seeing her go way past that.
Wow.
At first, she didn't want to walk at them, so they actually gave her incentive by letting her wander around the aquarium and see the other exhibits, and now she is comfortably wearing those penguin shoes, and hopefully will last or will survive a lot longer with the.
I wonder if they Velcro on like old people shoes, you know, like for this old penguin. But hey, good on her. That's awesome. Here we go. Researchers in Japan are one step closer to something that's near and dear to my heart: curing baldness. What? Like, how great is this? Asking for a friend. They managed to grow mature hair follicles in a petri dish using stem cells from mice. I don't even care if it's mice hair. I'll take it.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, what's the worst that could happen? You have like little tiny mice hair. And so that
and you
could
grow a rat tail.
Yes. Oh, yeah. That would be great.
Still worth it.
Oh, Betty Rock. Good news. Giddy up. Go.
There's an 8-year-old little girl in Philadelphia. Her name is Savannah, and she has alopecia, which is where she loses all of her hair.
See, this mouse thing could be good for her, too.
That's true. That is true. But her entire family decided in solidarity they would shave their own heads.
Oh, that's nice.
So just to make her feel more comfortable.
That's nice. I like when people do that kind of thing. If you ever lost your hair, Rock, I would shave my head in solidarity for you. I'm waiting. Yeah, I'm like, would you do the same for me? She's like, nope, not at all.
No.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, thanks. Being the parent of like a little kid, I think, has gotten a lot harder than when I was raising my daughter. She's 23 now, and man, I got to tell you, the decisions you have to make and the things you have to monitor and protect your children from today has gotten a lot harder. What do you give them that's still entertaining but also aligns with your values? You know, we've talked about Way FM being a product that you don't have to filter, but like if you got Netflix in your house, you got to have the filter on.
And even Disney Plus, you have the same problem.
Oh, well, I'll tell you, Disney Plus has been disappointing to me as a parent. And some of the things they've chose to put on there, and like, you gotta watch it, you know? And that's why it's so nice to have something. If I was raising little kids, I would do PureFlix subscription, man, because you've got content on there that you're not having to filter out. And as a parent, I mean, I know we want to be involved in our kids' lives, but sometimes you need to park them in front of the TV and take 10 minutes to yourself. That's why PureFlix is a great option for families. You got family stuff, obviously. They're even dabbling in some drama. Yes, and PureFlix originals. Like, I saw the movie on their Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters, and I have to tell you,
you cried.
I did. There was three times. Not once, three times.
I did.
I wept, and I was moved, and it was a great movie. And I think if I was raising my child now, I think PureFlix would be definitely a part of my family's entertainment plan.
So if you'd like to try PureFlix, text PURE, that's P-U-R-E, to 91979 to get your 1 week free trial. Faith and Family Entertainment with no ads on your favorite devices.
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Rock Report with Betty Rock.
Sadly, we hear all the time of Hollywood stars who the world considers have made it, only to find out later they're battling negative mental health and addiction behind closed doors. And that's the case for actor Matthew Perry. He's best known for his role as happy-go-lucky Chandler Bing on Friends.
And nothing was like that in real life for him, huh?
No, not at all. I have to wait for the clap. In an interview with Diane Sawyer that's set to air this Friday, Matthew Perry gets honest about his substance abuse addiction behind closed doors. Even when his career was at its best, at one point he was starring in the number one rated movie as well as the number one rated TV show. But this is how life was really going for him.
At the time, I should have been the toast of the town. I was in a dark room meeting with nothing but drug dealers and completely alone.
You're on methadone, Xanax, full quart of vodka a day?
55 Vicodin a day.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Right. And at one point in the interview, he admits that his drug use got so bad that he found himself in a coma in the hospital.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he said he cheated death, and I think I would agree with that.
I do remember stories of that. I didn't know how bad it had gotten, but they're like, you know, friend star Matthew Perry is going to rehab and, you know, blah, 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 blah. And so you don't realize the depth of it because it's a headline, but when it's your life and you're living through it and you realize how dark that was, oh my goodness.
But he does credit one of his castmates from Friends, Jennifer Aniston, for helping him see how he was slowly killing himself.
Oh, wow.
And she tried to help him with getting the help that he needed. So he states that he spent close to $9 million on trying to get sober.
Oh, I thought you were going to say on using, like $9 million he spent on drugs.
Who knows on that?
He spent $9 million to get clean.
Mm-hmm.
See, and that's the thing, man. Not everybody has that. But most everybody doesn't have that kind of resource to get clean. And that's why people struggle with their addictions for so, so long.
And I think it just goes to show, too, like how important it is to keep your mental health in check. And as well as have a good, strong faith. You know, when you have that in your life, you have something else to stand on. That's not to say that you're still going to have to practice self-control and things like that. But, I mean, $9 million, that just goes to show how strong an addiction can be.
Yeah, I'm too cheap to have that kind of an addiction. Like I can't spend that kind of money on anything. Oh, my goodness gracious. That's insane. Well, good thing that he's on the other side of it, though.
Right,
and
he's doing a lot better.
It goes to show you, too, that having a friend that's intentional in your life and doesn't just ask how you're doing and then walk away.
Right.
You know, that is cares about you to help you get the help that you need, too. So there you go. That's going to do it for your Rock Report. Thank you, Lady Rock. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. And recently I came across this story, and I have empathy for this poor lady because she got scammed, you know. And unfortunately, there are guys out there that just aren't good guys.
I'm the bad guy. Duh.
And on the surface, though, this one seems really, really, how did you get scammed by this, okay? There is a 65-year-old lady, so all of a sudden she might be a little lonely and looking for love. She got scammed out of $30,000.
That's a lot of money. Bless her heart. She's worked hard all her life for that money.
I know, and it's going to get worse, okay?
Oh.
By a man who said he was a Russian cosmonaut, so they're astronauts. And so you're thinking, oh, I'm in love with an astronaut. This is pretty great. Apparently, he needed the $30,000 for rocket costs to get back to Earth.
No.
Yes, I'm not making this up. I know.
That's so
where
bad.
Betty was like, oh, this just got worse.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, he was on the space station.
Where
and
was
needed
her family?
I don't know.
Like, they should have told her this is a bad idea.
Yeah, like, he's...
Oh, and you think who could ever fall for that? But I'm telling you what, Wally and I have watched this show called 90 Day Fiancé, and there are so many people that fall for this stuff.
I mean, David.
But catfishing, you're hearing about it all the time because people can fake a persona online.
So here's the deal. I'm not going to, this sounds crazy and there's some humor that could be had at this one, but I'm not going to because I really genuinely feel like somebody that's in this place that falls for something that outlandish, there's some other things going on. She's lonely, you know?
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
And so here's what I want to do. Okay. I want to redeem this situation. I would like to, you know, if this lady was listening, to make her feel better here or make other people that have been burned by some dude feel a little bit better, okay? So this is I got you, girl, okay? This is your story of whether it was being kind of scammed or taken advantage of, or just a relationship you thought was going somewhere and it did not go anywhere like you thought. Maybe you got catfished. I don't know. But like, so I think it will make other people that have been burned feel a little bit better. Like, okay, I'm not
alone.
Dumb. Yeah. I'm
not
gullible.
Other people have fallen for this too.
Exactly. I'm not alone. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. You know, I'm curious too what this guy, like, if he ever FaceTimed her, like what his fake background was, you know? Like stars and stuff.
Him in front of NASA's space station.
Yeah, so I don't know. He's doing a spacewalk. Okay, I said we weren't going to do that.
Moving on.
Okay, moving forward. So if you've ever been, like, taken advantage of in a situation that were like, okay, you look back on it now, you're like, okay, that was silly. I made a mistake. I got you, girl. All right, 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours now. Have you ever kind of been taken advantage of or got scammed in a relationship?
Yes, I have. I was married for 12 years, and the guy I was married to only was married to me because he wanted his papers to get into the United States.
No.
He was cheating for 4 of those 12 years that I had no idea he was having an affair on the outside. They are out there, and my sympathy goes out to her because they are so cunning, you do not recognize them.
So now you were like almost in a 90-day fiancé situation where you were marrying somebody from outside the country who needed the green card. How many times had you met them in person before you got married?
We had met for about 6 months before we got married.
Okay.
If I had to listen to my pastor, I would have never married him because he said no.
Yeah, but sometimes you're just in it and you're like, I believe in love and I want to give this a shot,
I'm
and it doesn't
love.
Go.
Yeah. I'm in love. I had to sell my house. He took all the money out of the bank. He left me with $12 and no job.
What advice would you give to somebody that's in a situation where other people are saying, hey, I don't think you should get into this, but they're like, I'm in love. After being, you know, in this situation, what would you say?
The lesson that I learned is listen to your friends, but they see what you don't see. Take your time. Get to know someone. You can't get to know someone in 6 months.
Well, I got you down, Deborah. I appreciate the advice and the help today. Thank you.
You are quite welcome. And again, my heart goes out to her.
You know what? I feel bad for this lady. And so I wanted to do something kind of empathetic here and share the stories of guys that you have maybe come across that, you know, were less than admirable, you know, because I think it happens to more people than we would suspect.
Well, this is kind of a cautionary tale to check the email addresses that you're corresponding with. My husband and I own a business and have a very large overhead. Our rent is like $20,000 a month. So we had been communicating with our investment company, and somebody had hijacked the email thread. So it was the exact same conversation that we had been communicating with them, and they had changed the M's, the letter M, to RN. So it looked, if you look at the shape of an R and an N, it kind of looks like an M when you're just looking. And they asked us to change the deposit this month because, gosh, somebody had written them a bad check and their auditors had told them that they needed to not deposit into that account for a while. And it's like, okay, sure, we'll change the billing. And sure enough, they got a whole month's worth of rent.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
$20,000?
$20,000, yes. $21,000, yes.
Yeah, she's like, I remember it distinctly.
But then we got an email from our real investors in a different thread, and they're like, hey, here's your invoice. Sorry you weren't able to pay last month. Well, they had been communicating with the investors as well from our fake email and saying, you know, hey, we're having some hard times. We're not going to be able to make rent this month, but we definitely will work on it to keep us from talking to each other.
And at that point, if they put that much hard work into fooling someone, get a job where you can actually have some respect for yourself and get paid respectfully.
Oh, they got paid. And, I'm not sure that we'll ever, recoup that money.
Right.
But my prayer is that, you know, God says that he uses everything for his glory and his good. And so we're just trusting that not only we will get that money back someday, but that God will use this situation to bring down that tribe of ugly people who are doing this. Obviously, they've done it before. They're really good at it.
Yeah.
So that's our hope.
I saw that going differently in my mind.
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show with Mind Blown.
Mind Blown.
Mind Blown.
This is where, as a service to you, I attempt to make you the most interesting person in any room that you are in by being able to have conversations about anything and everything at a moment's notice, okay? Because sometimes you never know what's going to come up, but if you have a little factoid, you can be kind of engaged in the conversation. So let's start with you, Betty Rock.
Well, you like to throw your education in our faces using big words. Sometimes I don't even know if you know if you're saying it right or if you're using it properly.
Sure.
But tell me something about words.
Okay, I will save you the etymology here of the words. I will.
Yes,
we won't go down.
Please use big words the whole time. While
we won't go down that route. But there was a dictionary published in 1900. You know how they do this every year now, like recently added words to the dictionary?
And they've added like clutch.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So good.
My truth and all that stuff. Well, back in 1900, they were still doing the same thing. And do you want to know what some of the words were that were introduced in 1900?
Yeah.
Shocking. Aeroplane. Was not considered before that.
Wow.
And so that made it in. Automobile. Like all the things we take for granted. In 1900, it was the first time. Oh. Electron. Garage, like, pasteurize, ski, taxi, Apple Pay, all of
these. No, Apple Pay.
No, but truly, wireless was in there in 1900. Can you
believe
that? Yeah. I don't know what context it was, but in 1900, wireless made it into the dictionary.
It makes you think, like, the words that are being added in 2022 fail in comparison.
Oh, gloriously
it's
fail. Yeah, it's really, it's more like slang terms, you know, that we're putting in there now. On fleek. all right, Gavin, go ahead, buddy.
This is a topic I just need help with because I don't get involved with it too much. Politics.
Now, this is a dangerous one. They always say, don't talk about religion and politics at a party. I usually walk in and I go, hey, who wants to talk about religion or politics?
Of course you do.
Not necessarily in that order. Let's go. Because I find it interesting. So here's one that you can use that is actually will cross the bounds of regardless of what side anybody's on politically. You can just throw this out and then they'll be like, wow, Gavin, you are a smart young lad.
All right.
Did you know where the terms left wing and right wing come from? Because we have been so, you know, indoctrinated and, you know, and that's how our entire political system is looked at. Are you left wing or right wing? You know, do you know where they come from?
No, I'm assuming we're not talking about something like bird or airplane related.
That would be great if it was.
Yeah.
But no, it actually
hot wings.
Yes, Brock, you got it. Have you seen this story before?
I knew it.
Yes.
Called it.
Yes. No. It actually came from 1789, of all things, of all times, from the French Revolution. And people who sat and they supported the king, they sat on the right side of the president. People who wanted a revolution sat on the left side of the president.
Mm.
So that is the history of that, whether they were left wing to the president or right wing to the president back then in the French Revolution. And that became how we decide or how we determine who's on which side of a political argument today.
Very literal in their frame.
Exactly.
And ours has become very, political and... Sometimes.
So there you go. Next time you're at a party and someone brings up politics, before you start discussing COVID or what have you, you can go, hey, let me just throw this out and then walk away. You'll be happier.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes as well as connect with us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And be sure to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.